Hi, this is Scott from Parker Ace Hardware. At Ace, we make painting a simple pleasure. Ask one of our friendly, knowledgeable Ace associates about our Ace Royal Paint, a high-quality paint at a price you'll love. You'll find Ace Royal Paint starting at an everyday low price of just $19.99 a gallon. It's another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Parker Ace can help make your next painting project perfect. Parker Ace, the helpful place. Stop by Parker Ace Hardware. We're looking forward to serving you real soon.
Stop by Parker Ace Hardware at 819 Ashman, downtown Sioux, Michigan.
And now back to Coach Witten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back to our final segment of Laker Hockey Talk on a Thursday morning. It's our July version of the show. We've been talking about all sorts of things. We've hit all the players. I know the staff's intact. Damon, you haven't lost anybody there. Is there any change? Is there anything going on up at the Norris Center we should know about? We talked about the ice going on, being painted, etc. Have we made any other changes up there, dressing room-wise, or that fans would be interested in, or anything at all?
Yeah, good question. And obviously, you know, as I said, everybody's working hard to get the facility, all of campus, ready back for students and student athletes and things like that. And, you know, one thing we've undergone this year is a program with our alumni to redo our locker room. So the stalls, dry stalls, that whole area is looking to be upgraded. I think it's original from the Gemini North project, which, what year was that, Bill? Do you remember? 93?
Back in 93, 94, yeah.
So that whole room is, you know, probably long overdue to hit a little facelift there. So our alumni have been, you know, really responsive to that project, and we're looking forward to just a fresh look and updated areas for our kids. You know, we've got great space there at Taffy Able, and our facility people and our crew at the rink do a great job taking care of us. But it was long overdue, and we've had some awesome conversations with guys like Steve Mulholland and Darren Madeley and Bob Davies and Ian Ward. So it's been awesome. I guess one of the things with COVID, you know, and recruiting being shut down, we've been able to connect with some alumni. You know, we had Rick Comley on for a team Zoom, you know, a few weeks back, and that was just, the guys loved it. It was a great response. Steven Alexi did a team Zoom before that as well. So that's one area that's we've made some really good headway in engaging our alumni and reconnecting with our alumni. It's, you know, really the lifeblood of your program. And so we want to, I don't know how many tune in or get this show sent to them or things like that, but we want to make sure they know they're always welcome at Taffy Able and you know, for a game ideally and things like that. And we will have down the road some opportunities and some areas to recognize the alumni who have been part of this program. And we think it's going to be a really nice area to honor them and what they did for Lake State, not only through this project, but as a player, as an alumni. And I think it's an area we can continue to improve upon.
Let me ask you something else about the coronavirus situation, too. I meant to ask this earlier, but when the players do return, like right now we're talking about the European players not being able to fly in. They actually are not being permitted to come back to the U.S. at this point. We're hoping that all goes by the board here in the next month or so, but in fact, the next few weeks or so. But when they do come back, do they have to quarantine for 14 days, et cetera? And do all the players who are coming from, say, downstate or from another state, when they come in, do they have to quarantine for 14 days?
Great question. And I before I answer it, I got to back up. I just want to finish on that, the locker room project and the alumni, and just recognize Tom Coates at the foundation and Andrew Rubenstein, who have done a great job of putting that together and really engaging our alumni. So Tom and Andrew deserve a lot of credit for, you know, getting out to our alumni and being organized and really just engaging them. So I want to thank them and make sure they get the recognition they deserve. But yeah, great question on the quarantine. You know, again, we'll be following CDC and state guidelines. My understanding, last I looked, and this changes so often, but North Americans, I don't believe are required to quarantine. So I don't think our North American players will have to do that. So our American kids, our Canadian kids should not at this time have to do that. And guys, as you mentioned, Lucas Kybel, Merrick's Mittens are in town. Artie Borshoff has not gone back home this summer. There's either he's with an old billet and stayed here and working on some visa issues because he didn't go home. But our European players, Yuki, guys like that, would required and be following CDC guidelines and quarantine once they do return to the U.S. So that is something we have in place.
Yeah, and let's go back again to asking for help financially to improve things at the Norris Center too. We got to thank Doug LaPrade too. I think they used Doug, a former Laker. Well, once you're a Laker, you're always a Laker. But he put out a letter, and I did get that letter. So, you know, and it's gonna put me in a position. I will be giving to that fund, and I think a lot of guys will because Doug LaPrade got involved in it, and we certainly respect him, so we should add his name to
the list
with Andrew and Tom Coates.
Yeah, and thank you, Bill. And yeah, Doug, you're right. Doug's been awesome for this project and really all projects, and a great alum who obviously is still in the area. But you're right, he's one of the guys that reached out. Coach Comley put a letter out to guys in his area. Coach in era, Coach Jackson did the same thing. I'm probably missing one or two, and maybe when this project wraps up we can find a way to maybe share some of it on social media and people can see the impact these guys had. And Ian Ward was the one a couple years back that gave the lead gift and really got the ball rolling and how they could help and wrap this together. So it's been really good. It's been a great way to connect with our alumni and engage them and make sure they know how important they are to Laker hockey.
Staff's all back. Everybody's ready to go. The coaching staff hasn't changed at all. Is Mike Guggen back? And you did hire a new person to do some video and some other special things, and we've mentioned him already once, but let's do that again.
Yeah, staff should be intact. As of this moment, they are. And, Taylor Brown, our strength conditioning coach, has done a really good job, getting us through, along with Pat Sarney, our athletic trainer. They were really the driving forces in our COVID, committee and team for a return to our facility and putting our safeguards in place. So Taylor and Pat have done a good job, and Taylor's had the guys for a few weeks now, which is good. I know they're in good hands when Taylor's working them out. Yorkie and Sizek are both doing a good job. We're kind of probably driving our wives nuts and fiance nuts and each other nuts because we want to be on the road recruiting. I'm not sure, we've ever been home for this long of a stretch. So I hope our wives are hanging in there and managing our anxiety and things like that. And then you mentioned Hunter Deal. He's going to be coming up as a undergrad student, but he's got a pretty strong background already as a young guy in analytics and in junior hockey. And so Hunter's going to be going to school at Lake State and will be helping us out in a lot of different areas with video needs, analytic needs, things like that. So, we have student managers as well. And Ethan Ritzma and Dan Kinnear, have helped us the last couple of years. Dan, at least, is a local guy. And so, as you've been around the program so long. It's really, really nice to have these guys that want to be part of Laker hockey and help in a lot of different ways and special projects. And, a lot of times when jobs open or people move on, it's a chance for them to move up and grab those positions. And so we're fortunate to have some people that really want to be a part of our program.
Is school definitely, have you had meetings lately that the administration is still saying we're a go for August 10th? We're definitely going?
Yes, that we're going August 10th. I just heard recently that it's going to be more of a hybrid model than a full face-to-face, which maybe I think that's what it was always meant to be, but it just talked more about face-to-face. But I do think there will be some hybrid kind of components to it, but the face-to-face will be there, and August 10th is our start date. So I think our RAs and some of those people are coming in, I believe, next week already, and then the hockey team will be right behind them. We'll have a lot of our guys in town with the next 2 weeks beyond some of those travel issue guys that still have to work through some visa issues and getting to the U.S. So it's coming real quick, and I can't wait.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because we need students, obviously. Lake Superior State's been losing enrollment over the past several years, but starting early, I don't think anybody else is going on August 10th. If they are, I haven't heard about that. Maybe there are, but it's a good time to get it going because it'll give students an opportunity to get back in the saddle again. I think masks are probably going to be mandatory, at least at the start, and there'll probably be, as you just said, there'll be some classes online, et cetera, or at least parts of classes online. It won't all be face-to-face with professors, but hey, it remains to be seen. We're not really sure. It's about as sure as we are with our schedule. We really don't know.
Sure. A lot of hoping. Yeah, we are. We are hoping. And I thought, obviously, safety is of essence, for certainly our students coming up and our community members who run into our students at, you know, around town or at events and things like that. So again, we're going to ask our guys to be leaders in that regard and do the right thing and make good decisions. You know, the last thing we want is to get our facility shut down. But, you know, you mentioned the August 10th start date. I think Lake State, as far as I know, was the first school to announce an earlier start date at Thanksgiving. The semester will end. That'll be finals and our students will go home for a long break. And I don't have a list, but I know, you know, there's a fair amount of schools that have followed that model. So I give a lot of credit to our senior administration and Dr. Hanley to maybe be at the forefront of trying to, you know, get in front of this and find the safest way to get this done. And like you said, we're hopeful that this is the way to do it and we can keep our community safe as well as our students.
Yeah, it's certainly something that's fluid. Every day it changes, and I we'll have another show in the middle of August and we'll probably be asking a lot of the same questions. Yeah, like, how's sure. the schedule looking yeah. and what are we going to do and is everybody back? And by then, at least we will know if the players are all back, et cetera, sure. and have the Europeans been able to get back in the country, et cetera, et cetera.
I think a month from today was going to be really close to a date where we've got to have some decisions on start dates and contingency plans and things like that. And in fact, on our Tuesday WCHA conference call, you know, that was what Commissioner Robertson kind of mentioned, you know, mid to late August, you know, we're gonna have to know in terms of, you know, booking travel and finalizing things like that. So, you know, I do think we're a few weeks out. We can be a touch patient still and see where national trends continue to move to. But you're right, a month from now on that August radio show, we're gonna be a lot closer to knowing what things look like and where they're at. I don't know if we'll have final answers there, but we will be close and we'll continue to be optimistic that there'll be, you know, a season and hopefully a long season.
Well, again, you're listening to Laker Hockey Talk this morning, our lengthy version of it. In fact, we're going to do it this way, 55 minutes in August and also in September before we get started, hopefully in October. And it's always enjoyable to talk about the Lakers, and I think probably a lot of fans right now are champing at the bit. They want to, okay, where's my season tickets? I want to see some hockey. Hopefully it'll all happen and it'll happen as scheduled. We're certainly positive about that, but you know, you never know. We really don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we don't. I know we've hit it once or twice in the show, but just to be clear, you know, if anybody is concerned or have questions, they can reach out to David Pateson or Hunter Perry or myself on season tickets or other questions that way, where we'd all be happy to help. We know how valuable our loyal fans are and want to make sure you're as clear as we can be at this time. But there is information coming out, I think possibly this week still, but if not next week, on you know, just a way to reserve your spot and what it's looking like as we continue to monitor the national trends and things like that. So look for that. But again, there's resources available to email me or Hunter if you have questions, and we'll do everything we can to get you the information you're looking for.
And again, it is WCHA this coming season, and next show we'll talk a little bit about Damon's opinions on who he thinks might be the teams to beat. It'll probably be Minnesota State again and maybe Bemidji, etc. But we'll talk about that in the month of August. This is the final season of the WCHA as we know it. Seven teams breaking away, going back to the CCHA a year from now. And we didn't really mention Don Lucia today, but he hasn't got much to do these days anyway. He will be the commissioner of the new CCHA when we get it started in a year's time. Damon, thanks for doing this. It's a lot of time out of your schedule. I know you're busy trying to figure all these things out, but hey, it's easy for me. I'm retired.
Well, it takes you off the golf course, so yeah. Hopefully you'll get over there and have a good round if you can. But no, thank you, Bill, and thanks to tuning in, everybody, and hope you continue to be safe and healthy, and we'll get the information out as best we can and continue with that optimism about a good Laker hockey season ahead of us.
Well, spread the word on Laker Hockey Talk. It's an hour long now on Thursday morning, right around the middle of the month. We'll be back in August. For Damon Whitten, Bill Crawford saying so long till August on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400, brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. Join us again soon for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.